What's going on, guys? Anatol Mondes here with Quick Leads Local. This is your local realtor spotlight podcast. I'm with Troy Thompson with the intro.
How's it going, Angel? Yeah, we're super excited today to welcome Paul Ekstrom to the show. Paul is the leader and the franchise owner of Realty One Group, Choice, here in Andover, Minnesota. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Troy. Glad to be on board.
Awesome. Well, a little story that I have about Paul is Paul is actually kind of my boss. And I haven't told anybody about this, but I was a realtor about 11 years ago. And that was right when the market was in the tank. And I remember Paul talking, and he was so positive, and it kind of bothered me. But the funny thing is, I failed. I'm not in real estate anymore. And Paul, he's in real estate still, and he's dominating. And I'm sure the positivity is a big reason why, Paul. But what I'd like you to do is just tell us a little bit about yourself to start off with. And who is Paul Ekstrom?
Who's Paul Ekstrom? Well, obviously not the smartest person in the world, because I got into the real estate industry 12 years ago just as everything was tanking. Yep. But I did have a young family at the time, and I didn't really have a choice to fail. I had to bills to pay, and I had a mortgage and car payments and everything else, and so I didn't have a choice. And so I hit the ground running in 2006, 2007, just entered the market with Keller Williams. That's where I met Troy. And took the ground running, knocked on a whole bunch of doors, made a lot of phone calls, and worked my tail off a lot of hours, and saw my business just really take off at that time. And started leveraging myself in the early 2010s and adding on admin, buyer's agents, and built the team up to, we had 13 total people on my team at one time, was the biggest that we got. And fast forward to October of last year, I got approached by Realty One Group. They're based out of Irvine, California, about buying a franchise. And I was kind of at that point in my career, I was ready to do something different and looking for something different. And so I flew out to Irvine, California, and met with the management and staff at Realty One Group, decided that this was the right company I wanted to partner with. And again, fast forward to March, we secured the building that we'll give you a tour on a little bit later. Awesome. And spent a couple months getting the building all finished off and fixed up. And we officially opened our doors here May 2nd. And 4 months later, we've got 30 agents with another 12 joining us in the next couple weeks. And yeah, we're doing really, really well. So got having a lot of fun. Great company I partnered with. So
that is super, super impressive, Paul. Let's just go back a little bit. I mean, it sounds like you were able to build a team even with your prior company, and that speaks a lot about you, because that it's one thing to sell, but it's another thing to build a team and to get people to buy into your vision. How did you do that back when you first got into real estate?
So my business took off pretty much overnight. I got into short sales back in 2007, 2008. And back in those days, I was doing all of the negotiations with the lenders and meeting with the clients and buyers and sellers and everything. So it was, I was working a lot of hours and a lot of work. And, but I got to the point that was closing about 40 to 50 transactions a year. And I just was starting to drop the ball on some of my administrative tasks, and I saw customer service kind of deteriorate because I just didn't have time to handle everybody. And so I knew I needed to leverage at that time. So my first hire was admin, who also helped me out, was a licensed admin that also helped me out with some of working with some of our buyers and stuff. And then business just kept growing, and so I added on another buyer's agent, and it kept growing, and added another admin, and added a marketing person, a listing specialist, and another couple buyer's agents. And so, yeah, we just kept growing. So our best year, 2016, we closed 175 transactions in 2016.
Wow, 175 transactions. That's got to be like in the top percent in the state.
Yeah, we're the top two in this in the Anoka County metro area, Anoka County area. Yep.
That is phenomenal, Paul. And now going from your prior company to Realty One, I know you touched on Realty One, and now you're 10Xing. You have a huge team already. What was it about Realty One that made you make that huge decision? Because that's not an easy decision when you're kind of set with a good company and you're dominating already. That takes a lot of courage to do. What was it that made you decide to make the move?
I was very happy with my previous company, but we had taken our business to a level that I knew that I couldn't work any more hours, and I really preferred to work less hours and leverage more. But the previous company that I was with was not able to help give me the tools that I needed to take my business to the next level. And so we felt we needed a company that we could partner with that had better technology, some more updated marketing materials, marketing tools and coaching that to help us out. And so with Realty One Group, they're based out of Irvine, California. They're the fifth largest real estate company in the United States. But they just announced we opened our 147th franchise, 13,500 agents nationwide. And their technology, their marketing that they have, that for all of the agents is just absolutely hands down the best I've seen. So it was...
do you mind talking to us a little bit about the technology?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So every agent, every broker that comes on board has a proprietary software called OneZone. And in OneZone, it's a nice, easy hub of all the different tools that our agents get. They have their own website, they have their own CRM, they have all their own marketing materials like listing presentations, buyer presentations, product brochures, just listed postcards, social media posts, Videolicious app. It's a really cool app that the agents have for creating their own videos for open houses and listings.
Right.
Yeah, Videolicious. That's very cool. We have another product called Move Easy, which is a concierge moving service for all of our clients, make it nice and simple and easy for them, give them the tools that they need for finding moving trucks, getting their utilities switched over, even changing the reminder to get the school records from their kid's previous school to what send it over to the new school. So that app there, there's a university that's on the OneZone. So just a ton of technology and marketing tools that every agent gets that you don't have to go pay for on the outside. And that's a really neat thing that I liked about it is, so best technology, best marketing that I had seen. To be honest with you, one of the big selling features is that it's 100% commission company. So
how does that even work?
Yeah, so our agents, basically, whatever they sell the house for, whatever their percentage of commission rate is, they get that commission. They pay us a couple $100 transaction fee, and that's it. Everything else is theirs. Wow. So
too good to be true.
It's not too good to be true. I thought about that, and we've heard from some agents that they think it's too good to be true. But when I saw the business model and I created my own business plan for it, it wasn't too good to be true, because what we do is we kind of do an a la carte that if the agents just want to take the 100% commission and run, they can. But because they get the 100% commission, it makes more sense for them to use that as leverage and hire us to do all their paperwork for them, to do the transaction coordinating, listing coordination. So they pay us $150 to $250 to do that. Obviously, that's a little profit center for us. And when they leverage that aspect, it gives them more time to go talk to another buyer or another seller. So, yeah.
That's brilliant. Angel, I'm sure you have a question. And one thing I want to bring attention to our listeners and our viewers is to leave questions or comments in the Facebook live feed. If you have any questions for Paul, Paul is an expert in real estate, and he'd be happy to help answer any questions any people out there have. And Angel, do you have any questions?
Yes, actually I do. And for me, one of the things when I'm talking to realtors, I want to know, normally they are experts in their local area. So Paul, what are three reasons that people should move to this Anoka Andover area? What are the three attractions that you would say that would bring a family over here?
Yeah, good question, Angel. I think housing affordability has got to be number one. Mm-hmm. If you take a look at the dollar per square foot in Anoka County, it's running right now about $136 a square foot on an average. If we move downtown Minneapolis, we can be up pushing $800 to $1,000 a square foot. So West Metro, South Metro are easily going to be $150 to $175 a square foot. So housing affordability, I would put number one. Number two is our lot sizes. You certainly got acreage options. Anywhere from Andover North, Ham Lake North, you're going to have a lot of acreage options there. But even your standard city lots are going to run about 85 foot wide to 110 foot wide. Where you get down into Minneapolis, you're looking at 45 foot wide to 65 foot wide. So the third thing I would say is traffic. There's a lot less traffic up here. If I've got to run down to Eden Prairie, Chaska, Chanhassen, or whatever, you know, I just don't know how they do that every day with that traffic level. So, you know, we don't have quite the traffic. Now, we got to get to downtown Minneapolis. It's a little tougher, but just as bad coming from the South Metro, too. So I would say those are probably the three attractions for our area up here.
Those are good answers, Paul. One thing I noticed when we came into your shop, or your office earlier today, as we were welcomed with a smile. In fact, you have a TV that you basically roll out the digital red carpet for people visiting your office, which is cool. This office is beautiful, by the way.
Gorgeous.
If anybody wants to check it out, I'm sure you wouldn't have a problem showing.
Oh, I'd love to do tours. Yeah, we love the tours.
But even there's a couple ladies sitting on a couch right in the front entryway, and they smiled at me, and it just speaks a lot for you to how great your culture is here.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I was doing a little bit of research on your website, and you have the six C's.
Yeah.
And the first, number one is culture.
Culture, yeah.
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 You mind talking
about that? Yeah, they did, Real Team One Group did a tagline, and I like to tell the story about leadership at Realty One Group. So the president of Realty One Group International, Vinny Tracy, a good friend of mine, Vinny was the president of RE/MAX International for 38 years, and he went to Realty One Group last year, only about a month before I came over. So obviously 38 years, ton of experience, ton of wisdom and knowledge. Underneath him is Lou Gonzalez, president of Realty One Group Affiliates, which is the United States. And he came from previous president of Berkshire Hathaway. So our leadership end of it's got a lot of wisdom, a lot of experience. And I always tell everybody, underneath them is a whole bunch of crazy millennials, and they're doing wild, amazing stuff. So I equated a lot with Apple, Google, their R&D department, their think tank. They call it Cubate for Incubate. Is 18 individuals had Design One Zone, Videolicious, all of our marketing materials that we come up with. Right now, they're working on some VR technology where the goal is instead of having to take clients out to look at 14 different houses, you're able to strap on the virtual reality goggles and let them walk right on through the houses themselves and open up the cabinet doors or look in the closets and everything else, taking listing showings from 14 homes to look at down to four. So that's the one thing they're looking at. The other thing they're working on right now is the 3D technology where you can take an empty house and you can put furniture in there, you can put drapes in there, you can paint the color of the walls and everything for your pictures. You can make the house look totally different from what an empty house looks like. So they're working on those. Yeah. Those two products are going to be kicked out in the next 6 months for us. There'll be apps that every one of our agents will have on their phones.
Wow.
Yeah. So really, really cool, neat technology coming our way. So
speaking of that, like changing the carpeting and the drapes and stuff like that. I do not have that ability. I can't look at this house with shag carpet and ugly wallpaper and see the house as it could be. That's just not.
Yeah.
So that is
And we can do that. And we're going to meet with somebody that's we're listing their house, and they don't necessarily want to do this work on the house. But if we could take some pictures of their house and then come back and do some of the 3D work with it and show them what their house looks like and say, okay, your house is going to look like looking like this could sell for this amount, but in its current state, it's going to sell for this amount. This is how much more you're going to net with a minor investment. And typically, if they invest $10,000, they're going to return $30,000. So it's a very, very good investment.
Absolutely.
So really neat tools that we have coming up too.
Culture, you have the coaching.
Yeah, coaching. Yeah, we do a lot of coaching with our agents. Our training classes, our broker sales classes are once every 2 weeks. And my goal is have agents come out of there that have learned so much they can't wait for the next meeting. We also do a tech class every Tuesday from 11 to noon. And then I do a class on Thursdays from 11 to noon called Thursdays with Paul. And there's no agenda. It's just I'm going to throw out a subject and I'll let it run inside the meeting room. So we'll have 17, 18, 20 agents that are in there. And what are you doing for lead generation? What are you doing for events? You know, how do you do this? How do you do that? And all I do is kind of facilitate it. And then I kind of give my thought at the end of, you know, some things that we have done that we've had successes with that I can share with them. On top of that, we have 2 hours of CE class every single month that we do. So we're going to give that to our agents. So we also sit down, do a lot of coaching. I like to work with agents that want to maybe leverage and build a team. And some of the mistakes that I make, keep them from having to make those same mistakes. So yeah, so that's coaching side. Care is about giving back to the community. So we're all pushed to have our own charity. Mine, of course, is Hope for Youth, for the provide the housing services for the homeless youth in Anoka County. Community again is getting engaged in the community, giving the back community. Go to Andover, Blaine, Centennial, Anoka, Coon Rapids schools, and you're going to see Realty One Group everywhere. So we do big supporting of our community and everything. So and then commissions, 100% commissions. Absolutely. Yep, is our thing. And then Connect is our technology aspect of it. Yeah. So those are the six C's for Realty One Group.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Going back to coaching, you totally are. You're a true expert in real estate. You know, going down the price per square foot, average lot sizes, all these things that I have no idea. It just rolls off your tongue. But going into training for your team, and let's say there's some realtors out there that may not be with you, that are just new into the business, or maybe they're not succeeding like they could. What's some advice that you can give to a realtor out there in the Twin Cities or in Minnesota that maybe they haven't even thought of that you can offer them?
You know, what I'm going to offer them, it's kind of twofold. Number one is you got to know where you currently are at to figure out where you want to go. And so do the agents currently know where they're at? How much money, you know, how much is your goals for bringing in for income this year? What's your budget for marketing, lead generation, occupancy cost, vehicle costs, and things like that? You got to build a business plan and figure out where's profitability at? Because if you set your goals for 12 transactions to close this year, but you're going to spend X amount of dollars on marketing and occupancy costs and everything, you might need to sell 24 in order to put any money in your pocket and bring it home. So you got to figure out where you're currently at. So I like to work with them on a business plan. And then once we get the business plan figured out, we can start figuring out what marketing sides are. Realtors are very, very well known to grab at the shiny things. And our phone rings off the hook nonstop with people trying to sell you the shiny things. And if you look at the people, most of them that are selling shiny things, they weren't successful realtors.
Yes.
But they knew that if they came up with a product good enough, they'd have something to sell to the realtors and they can make a living off of that. So stay away from the shiny things. Concentrate on what's most important to you, which is your sphere of influence. So we like to do a lot of events. We do a lot, been known to throw a pretty good party. Okay. And so we like to have a lot of good parties.
Invitations must have got lost in the mail.
Must have. We were all over Facebook with it and stuff. Okay, but cool. We give a quick example. We had our grand opening July 14th, same day as the Andover Fun Fest. So we had about 50, 60 of us that were in the parade. We handed out 1,800 invitations to people that were just standing there watching the parade come by. Wow. We were in Facebook.
Invitations for what?
For our grand opening party.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So we had a grand opening party day here. So we had Shane Martin was our entertainment. We had Route 47, Route 67, catered the event with food truck and cash bar and with a bunch of giveaways for people and stuff like that we had on. We just had a big old party, about 600 to 700 people that showed up.
Really?
Yeah. We had a big tent right out front. So we like doing events like that. We got another one coming up now for Christmas, for our Christmas client appreciation. Yeah,
so
client appreciation party.
You have to be a current client, by the way, or a past client, obviously.
Yeah, or future client.
Or future.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So what's that?
Or if you're an agent, come join us and you can be part of the party too. So we're going to hold this year. We're going to hold it at our location right here. In the previous years, we've held it at McMinn's Landscaping and Nursery. This year, we're going to hold it here just because of timing and everything else kind of got away from us to do a big planning for another party. But we're going to have it here. We'll have Santa. We'll have a bunch of stuff for the kids to do. Of course, we're going to have food. We'll have cocktails and do a lot of tours of the building for our clients who haven't seen it yet. Okay. So,
yeah. Awesome.
So for me, the thing that I want to ask you, Paul, that I'm really curious about, all three of us are trying to build our teams, and your team is by far the biggest between us.
Absolutely.
So what are you looking for, say, in a young realtor? What are you looking for? What characteristics make a good realtor? In your eyes.
Okay. And I don't know it necessarily has to be young. So any age will do that, because we do see a lot of people shifting and changing. We had a couple new agents that just went and got licensed that are button down shirt and tie and suit coat and, you know, working at the big Fortune 50 companies and have done very, very well in their life, that they're just ready for something different. We love the young millennials because we built our building for them. We want we want to have that energy, yes. And you'll see that in the tour. We want to have that energy and enthusiasm with those. I also want that. I get a lot of pride out of that. I want to take somebody who's brand new to the industry, teach them what I know, hold, you know, give them accountability and coaching and everything, and help them grow their business like I grew my business. So I'm intrigued by that. But also the baby boomer like myself that might be starting a new career, or baby boomer that is currently in the business that is doing okay. You're not doing great. They might be doing 12, 18, 20 closings a year, whatever, and they aspire to get that thing to 40 to 50. So what my goal is always I want to change other people's lives. Because if I can help them, give them the knowledge that I have, share with them, work with them, mm-hmm. And help them change their life, they're going to change my family's life too. Absolutely. In the same way. So
are you telling me that they have to be hungry, or you can make them hungry?
They have to be hungry. Okay. Yeah. And I don't know so much about hungry. It's about they got to be 110% committed to growth. You know, if their status quo, if they're having a hard time getting out of bed in the morning, if they're having a hard time disciplining themselves to come to the office, if they'd rather go golfing or do something different and skip working for the day, we're probably not a good fit for that one. Mm-hmm. But if this is somebody that might currently have a full-time job and they're doing this part-time, and they're doing it part-time hoping to grow it so they can leave their full-time job, Sarah Carlson asked her from my team that's here. She left her full-time job. She 3 months now has been full-time at our brokerage. Her sales are up 628% this year over last wow. year in these last 3 months.
She was a realtor last year?
She's been a realtor for about 18 years. Yeah, but she had a full-time job. She did real estate part-time.
Okay.
3 months ago, we convinced her to go full-time with us. And in the last 3 months, this year over last year, sales are up 628%.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
That is so huge.
Yeah. We have 10 agents out of our office. In the last 3 months, their sales are up between 150% to 628% that their sales are up
so
since
Paul,
they come aboard.
Why is that?
Obviously, if they left what they were where they were previously or were at and came over here, they did it for a reason. But I just think what we see is the culture really helps on that. They're energized. They're motivated. We're working with them to give them a lot of great tools. But there's a lot of great things we've got that we give to them, too. I mean, we've got an inside sales agent call center where we're nurturing leads that we give to the leads and appointments that we give to our agents so they can get some business coming out of us.
Outbound calling?
Yeah, outbound calling, inside calling. We got our own CRM, our own website just for the brokerage. We got another product called Coming Soon Homes MN, which is a hub for all the listings before they hit Zillow and hit MLS and everything. And a lot of leads are driven to that site that go to our agents. Agents are able to put their inventory in there. So a lot of different tools that we get. You know, give them a couple deals here and there, and that kind of gets the ball rolling, helps them come up with a lot more deals. So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, you know, not to make it any more negative, but we talk to a lot of realtors ourselves.
Yep.
Is there any inclination of a bubble right now? What's your thoughts on that?
It's not a bubble. It's a shift. Dr. Lawrence Yoon is the lead economist for National Association of Realtors. He was here speaking at a symposium a week ago Friday. He had a lot of compliments for the Midwest market. Mm-hmm. He feels very, very strongly that we're a stable market here. Mm-hmm. The only thing that he had of a prediction where it could possibly get into possible recession is with the trade war that are going on and trade embargoes and trade talks and everything that's going on right now. I'm a firm believer that our president is one of the best poker players that's out there. And I think the things he's doing is just going to make things better for the United States. But that's just my personal opinion. Yep. So I don't expect that, you know, any signs of recession. What we're seeing is a shift in the market because of the lack of inventory that's out there. And Dr. Yoon felt the lack of inventory is because of the new construction issues that we're running into. Labor shortages.
Does that mean there's more new construction?
There's not enough new construction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the new construction numbers are about one third of where they were at in 2002 to 2005. So there's not enough new construction options, and the prices of land, prices of the building materials, the price of labor has priced the homes out of the range for a lot of people. So our bread and butter sellers who are in that $250,000 to $400,000 price range house that would like to move into that new house, and it could be somebody like me that maybe wants to downsize. downsize. But downsizing now is another $200,000 more than the house you're selling. And it just doesn't make sense for a lot of people to be selling when it's going to cost them that much to upgrade. So we've got to get some millennials. Well, we got to get some millennials into the trade market. You know, they're just the HVACs and electricians and plumbers and things like that. We've got to get some millennials to take on the trade market. They need to ease the tariffs and restrictions on a lot of the building materials to help bring building prices down. Land prices, I don't know what they're going to do to bring land prices down, because one of the things they're talking about is a lot of the local banks that supply a lot of the loans for builders and developers, they've got so many strict, stringent standards on them, lending standards and everything else. They've got to ease those restrictions on them. So that's kind of what NAR's working on behind the scenes to try to help out the new construction industry. They feel if they can ease some of the restrictions and sanctions and everything on that, that would get people to move into new construction and start selling their houses. So that's the biggest thing. We've got to get houses on the market. Rates are still really good. They've climbed, but they're still running, you know, barely 5%, 4.75 to 5%. So rates are still good. They are going to go up. So, but overall, Dr. Ewan predicted pretty well flat to a 2% increase in total homes sold over the next 2 years, but still for appreciation at around about 4% annually for the next 2 years. So it's still going to be good. It's not. We're not in a housing crisis or bubble or recession or anything like that. We're not expecting anything like that.
Pro. And the funny thing is, I remember like 11 years ago when I was sitting in that office with you in that group setting, and I was kind of naysaying you a little bit. You were so positive all the way through it, and just like you are today. I mean, because real estate people are always going to have to move, right? It doesn't matter what the rates are and what's going on with the economy. Yep. People are going to be... their families are going to grow. They're going to have to move into assisted living facilities, and life goes on, right?
Yeah. There's always going to be the haves that will always be there. So I have to move because mom fell and we've got to get her into an assisted living or something like that. I have to move because I have 3 kids in a 2-bedroom house. So those haves are always going to be there. What brings our numbers up is the wants. And that's what we're just missing right now, is the people that want to move are not moving for a number of different reasons. So we got to figure out the ways to work around that. So we're doing that inside of our business. So anybody that's out there. Oh yeah. A lot of door to door.
You do?
Yeah,
still?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Our biggest thing we do what we call the bullpen. So we have to put buyers and sellers together outside of MLS. And so there's a lot of things that we do here. So if somebody says, okay, I want to sell, but I can't find my new house, so I'm not going to put my house on the market. Well, when that happens, then it stops the housing industry. So bottom line is we put their house in the bullpen. We're not going live with it or anything like that. But now we're opening that client up to take a look at what else is in the bullpen. So now we're putting buyers and sellers together. We had one day last year, we had 7 closings on one day that was all outside of MLS, putting buyers and sellers together. So
that is being proactive.
Yeah. And we're working hard at that. We've got a big enough company that we can do things like that. So
that's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
From a millennial perspective now, one thing that I'm interested in is trying to park money somewhere else. And some of the real estate games that a lot of millennials are playing right now is the Airbnb and VRBO space.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing a rise in Airbnb and VRBO investments? Is that something that you think that'll take off in the future? Where are you at with that quote unquote technology being the Uber of real estate? Saying that,
yeah. I look back into cheapers. This would have been probably 2010, and Inspiration Homes came to town, and they started buying out. I mean, this is one market that they were in. I don't remember their number. They had bought like 35,000 homes nationwide, and houses were appreciating at that time to a point that we were feeling like, okay, this is a little uncomfortable appreciation. Since the Great Depression, houses had appreciated at 4% annually, and we're seeing 9 to 10% appreciation, which is almost alarming us that we could be possibly looking at another crash or another reset. And but what they were doing at the time was they're buying houses which are steals today. So houses today selling for $335 or $350, they're buying for $235 to $250. And they ended up renting all those out. So
they made a lot of money.
What's that?
Did they make a lot
of they made
billions,
a lot of money.
Right?
Yeah. They made billions. But we all thought that what they were gonna do was that okay, we should start seeing those houses come through about 14, 15, 16, you know? While they were still appreciating at such a level, and they were cash flowing, it didn't make sense for them to sell them. So now they're still sitting on those houses. So we need those houses to come back on the market. Mm-hmm. So now Open Door has opened up into our industry, you know. So now you got a guaranteed offer within 24 hours. Yes. You get to pick your closing date and everything else. So, you know, we got
Tell
some of that
some
that's
of
happening.
That technology,
so,
like your competition, like the Fizbo.com and Zillow. And Zillow.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, Zillow's entering the market in Florida and things like that. So, yeah.
Is that something you're afraid of?
No, not at all. No, okay. It's, you know, it's, we're blessed enough that we've got a good percentage of market in percentage of market share in our market. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Redfins, the Home Avenues, you know, a lot of those type of brokers that are out there, some of the new ones that are getting into the brokerage, they just don't have that track record that we can talk about, you know. So, is there companies out there that'll buy people's homes for cash and give them a guaranteed offer in 24 hours? Absolutely. There's probably more that's going to be coming out. But the bottom line is when they sit down with us and they say, okay, with Paul, I'm going to net X amount of dollars. With one of these guaranteed offers that's out there, I'm going to net $20,000 less, $30,000 less, $40,000 less. They're going to end up going with us. Okay. Because the bottom line is what's most important to them is what they're going to net in their pocket. And
sure.
That's what I love going up against those other ones and compare, because when they see what they're going to get from us, they're going to get more, you know, easily 3-5% more when they work with our brokerage than they're going to get with other smaller brokers like that.
Absolutely. Yep. And I don't know if you talked about this earlier, but I remember this spring, the market was ridiculous as far as houses appreciating and, you know, how crazy it was for buyers.
Yeah.
And now it's the fall. Has the market shifted or changed? And
It has. There is some more inventory options that's out there. There's a lot of price reductions. So
there's reductions now.
Yeah,
okay.
I look at every day as what's happening in Anoka County, and every day we're seeing price reduction, price reduction, price reduction. So there was a lot of people that felt that, okay, I can still sell my house for what the price was in the springtime when it was a bidding war and everything. We're not in that bidding war right there. So there is some deals that are out there right now. So the people have to work a little bit harder right now. They got to get that house really standing tall. We got to do our marketing program that we do with it. If they do that, they're going to get a fair value for their house. Mm-hmm. It's probably not going to be in a bidding war, but they're also not competing up against as many other houses, you know, as in the springtime. So, yeah.
There's a house right by my office in Coon Rapids, Little Rambler, and I'm talking maybe 1,000 square feet up, and maybe it's 800-900.
Yeah.
They're asking 240. It's been on the market for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to sell at that price point.
Yeah, I've got one in our neighborhood too, and I put the house as about a 289 house to max $300,000 house, and they started at 375.
Oh my god!
And they're down to 335 now. So the problem is when they do get down to 300, they're going to probably get 250 for the house. So if they would have started it at 289,
right?
If you started at 289 or started at 300, started at market value, make the house look really good, you should get it sold right away. But it's just not going to be in a multiple offer situation, chances are. But there's still deals.
Into that a little bit more, your strategy, because I see a lot of people saying, oh, I'm just going to put it on for, you know, way over market value. I'll still get a lot of money for it, even if I don't get that. You're saying people can get burned by doing that?
Yeah, and you could get, you know, number one is you got appraisal issues you got to be worrying about. So if your comps are all supporting 320 and you're going to try to get 375 just because you want it, and then, you know, if somebody was uneducated enough to go ahead and put an offer in, let's say at 375.
Well, that was the problem in the spring, kind of, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were bidding against each other and stuff like that. Yeah, and then when the appraisal comes out, now they got to make a decision, either drop it down to 325 price or cancel the purchase agreement on it. So you don't want to mess with that as a seller. You don't
want
to mess with that at all.
Right?
So you really need, again, like I said, I go back to make the house look good, hire a good agent to market the property, and price it to sell. Don't price it to negotiate, because you price it to negotiate, you're only going to get a percentage of your asking price. Mm-hmm. So our group averages 100.3% of asking price over the last 36 months.
Wow.
So when we price the house, it's pricing to sell it. We're not pricing to negotiate. If you end up pricing to negotiate, you're going to probably get 90% of asking price.
Sure.
So you don't want
to. There's that feeding frenzy sometimes, which will make the house go up.
Yeah.
Right?
And if you price it like the banks learned during the foreclosure crisis, let's price it a little below market value, and then all of a sudden the offers come in and drive it up over that price range.
Is that a good strategy? Or not necessarily?
It's a great one if it works. It's a little risky.
That's why you got to go to Paul and his team to find out.
It's a little risky. It just depends on the area. If we're in Northeast Minneapolis right now, and I got a $250,000 house, I'd do it all day long. You know, so in the right marketplace, it will work. But, you know, if you're a little bit farther out and you got an average average house, I wouldn't take the chance on that. So,
well, Paul, you have an amazing office here, an amazing team from what I've met. I'm excited to go and take a tour of the office. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about? Or Angel, do you have any questions?
The last question that I had was, I wanted for our listeners, what are some reasons that you would actually hire a realtor rather than trying to, you know, try to sell your house for sale by owner? What are maybe three advantages of to having a realtor instead of selling it yourself as a
selling owner? Yourself? Number one is going to be what you're going to net out of the house. National Association of Realtors have done studies, and they've shown that on for sale by owners, they typically receive 85% of asking price. Mm-hmm. And the thing about what they don't have is they're not welcoming to buyer's agents. We've had a lot of buyer's agents that have contacted for sale by owners saying, you know, would you be paying me a commission if I was to bring a buyer through your home? And they say, no, I'm not paying that commission. You know, send your buyer on over to us. So obviously, you know, the buyer's agents do this for a living, you know, so.
Well, they're not doing it for free.
Exactly. They're not going to do it for free. So the for sale by owners are not real welcoming to buyer's agents. So they're going to lose a really big pool of that. So right. when your goal is to get 10 buyers for one house and all of a sudden you lose eight of them because you're not working with buyer's agents. So, you know, that's going to bring their numbers down that they're going to get.
It's an emotional time. Yeah. You have an open house and you have people walking through your home. And
I could write a book on the things that I've gone through over my career where I've been able to consult with our buyers and sellers and save them from a lot of legal headaches and ramifications that the average agent, the average home seller doesn't know anything about. So, you know, okay, so the buyer comes in, he's going to have an inspection and he wants this done and this done and this done, and he gets into negotiation. Do you want a professional negotiating out that inspection, or do you want somebody who sells their house, you know, once every 20 years or so? Titling issues. We got title defects, and that happens every single day. Your neighbor's shed is encroaching on your property. You got an easement that's got restrictions on it that the lender won't take care of it. What happens when appraisal comes out low? You know, how's a seller who never does this, how's he going to know how to pull comps in order to justify a higher price on the appraisal? So, and then the other thing is they got to deal directly with the emotions of a buyer. And a lot of them, they're the first time buyers and they got all this outside influences and mom and dad and relatives were helping them out and everything. So there's an awful lot that you're paying an agent for that you get out of it. But the bottom line is, even after paying an agent's commission, you're going to net more if you hire the right agent than you are as a for sale by owner.
Oh, great advice, Paul. Yep. Well, hey, this has been super, super fun. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, the only thing I would say to any of the agents that are out there, we would love to meet with you, show you all about Realty One Group, show you about our company, Realty One Group Choice, why I made the decision to invest in this company. Just give you a nice tour of our office and everything that we can do, things that we can do to help you grow your business by 600% in the next 3 months.
600%.
Especially going through the winter months. It's always kind of nice to know that you've got a feather in your cap. A lot of the agents that are taking a look at how much they paid their broker and going, okay, I'm not getting what I should be getting for how much I paid. Sit down, take a look at what you get with us, because free of charge, included with your joining our company, you get all of these extra tools included. So, but yeah, I really appreciate you guys coming in and love to give you a tour for the facility.
No, no doubt.
Thank you so much.
Let's ring the bell, huh?
Ring the bell.
There it is. And with that being said, this is Angel Talamantes with Quick Leads Local.
Troy Thompson, Pinnacle Insurance.
Paul, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.